1 John chapter 5. Whoever believes that Jesus is the Anointed One is conceived by God, that is, has God's life born into him. And whoever loves him who fathered this new life also loves the one who is conceived by him. The evidence of our love for the children of God is that we love God and do what he leads us to do. For this is the expression of the love of God, that is, when we follow his directions, and his directions are not a severe burden. That which is begotten of God, the new spiritual man, overcomes the world. This victory of overcoming the world is gained through our faith. And who is he who overcomes the world? It is the one who is actively believing, since Jesus is the Son of God. This is he who came by water and blood, even Jesus the Anointed One, not by the water only, but by the water and by the blood. And it is the Spirit who testifies of this, because the Spirit is the Spirit of truth. For there are three who testify, the Spirit, the water, and the blood, and the three agree as one. Since we accept the testimony of men, we should understand that the testimony of God carries much more weight. The testimony of God is this: he has testified concerning his Son. He who is believing into the Son of God has this same witness inside of himself. He who does not believe God is calling him a liar, because he has not believed in what God has testified concerning his Son. And this is the evidence that God gave us, his own eternal life. And this life is in his Son. He who is laying hold of the Son is possessing God's eternal life. He who is not laying hold of the Son of God does not have God's life. I have written these things to you so that you may be knowing that you have God's eternal life, even you who are believing into the name of the Son of God. And this, having the Father's own life, is the source of the confidence which we have with respect to him, so we know that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And when we perceive that he is hearing us when we ask, we know that we will receive from him our petitions for which we have asked. If any man sees his brother sinning, a sin which does not lead to death, he may ask God, and God will give him more of his own life. I say this concerning someone whose sin is not one which leads to death. There is a sin which leads to death. In that case, I do not say that we should even ask. All unrighteousness is sin, but there is sin which does not result in death. We know that that which is begotten by God, the new spiritual man, does not sin. Therefore, he who is begotten by God keeps himself from habitually practicing sin, and the evil one does not fasten himself onto him. We know that we have our source in God, and that the whole world is held in the power of the evil one. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us spiritual understanding, so that we intimately know the true one. And we are in the true one, even in his Son, Jesus, the Anointed One. This one is the true God, even the eternal life. Little children, guard yourselves from idols. This is the end of chapter 5 of 1 John, and also the end of the book of 1 John.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.